This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It was a downbeat way to hit the weekend, the Dow dropping 114 points on Friday. Today, as we enter a trading week shortened by the 4th of July, let's do the numbers. The Dow currently up 105 points, 0.7% to 15,014. The S&P 500 up 0.9%. The NASDAQ Composite Index is up 1.1%. On Mondays, we consult Julia Coronado, Chief Economist for North America at BNP Paribas, New York. Julia, good morning.
Good morning.
You can just feel it in the air. The charged ions at the stroke of midnight, the beginning of the new accounting quarter, the third of 2013. You braced for this, my friend?
Well, you know, I'm not sure that the accounting matters as much as, you know, the good old data. And we've got a whole lot of that this week. We get the all-important manufacturing ISM index in just a few minutes. And then we've got some non-manufacturing data later. And then, of course, it culminates on Friday with the all-wonderful non-farm payroll report for June.
Yes, the big unemployment report for June. Now, so ISM, that data in just a few moments, the Institute for Supply Management, they do a survey of the folks who do the ordering at factories. We'll know about that in a second, but we already know what's going on with Chinese factories.
Right, and that news hasn't been so good. China is definitely seeing a slowdown after, you know, starting the year on a decent footing. It has been slowing ever since. The data out of Europe, we also got manufacturing data this morning, a little bit better, but it's all relative. They're still in contractionary territory. So all eyes are on the U.S., and we're looking for a little bit of a rebound into positive territory in the U.S.
Now, in the U.S., on Friday morning, as you say, 8:30 Eastern, 5:30 Pacific, the unemployment numbers will come out. Chief economists such as yourself are compelled to make a prediction. What's yours? Where do you think it's going to come in?
Well, the labor market continues to be resilient to a lot of the ebbs and flows in activity, both in the U.S. and globally. Employers just can't fire any more workers. So we've seen some pretty steady job gains. We're looking for a gain of 175,000 jobs. That's pretty decent. But we think some people are going to be coming back into the labor force, and that's going to keep the unemployment rate at 7.6%. So still high, still a tough job market, but slowly getting better.
All right. We'll see if you're right. Economist Julia Coronado, BNP Paribas, coming live from New York. Thank you so much, Julia.
It's a pleasure.